free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, October the 15th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look at some of the backlash after Columbus Day. It wasn't just the emergency declaration out of Washington, D.C. And what does that D.C. stand for? What's that? Oh, District of Columbia. The very place that's named after Columbus wants to disown him. Well, I would suggest that they change their name then. Let's just call it the... Since they want to change Columbus Day in the emergency declaration to the day where they honor indigenous people, Indigenous Peoples Day. maybe they could come up with a shorter phrase that isn't so strained. Nevertheless, why don't they just rename the place Washington District of Indigenous Peoples? And we could call it DIP for short. I think that would really be a better acronym. Because DIPS really defines them far better than D.C. So we're going to take a look at some of the pushback against that. And, of course, the amazing, amazing video was put out by ABC News. I'm like, this whole Syria thing is unraveling, usually, as President Trump would say. It is turning into a stroke of genius by President Trump, or at least a blessing for America. That it has exposed the idiotic and dangerous and immoral policies of the neocons. And they're flipping out left and right. Fox News and CNN. Everybody saying, oh, look at this. This is total chaos. You see the headlines on Drudge Report. Or the nuclear weapons are held captive. You know, we had that base since 1943 in Turkey. Are you kidding me? Who put the nuclear weapons there? Oh, did President Trump do that? Did President Trump light the Middle East on fire? No, actually. We've got ABC News with a detailed report. Look, we have actual footage of firefights that are going on in Syria. And it was footage. It was footage from a gun rally in Kentucky 2 years ago. Hey, what frauds these people are. Absolutely coming apart at the seams. And Fox News and Chris Wallace right there at the lead. Maybe he should follow Shep Smith. They could do the Three Stooges news network. Oh, that's right. We've already got Three Stooges worth of news networks. We've got CNN, MSNBC, and now Fox News out there as the Three Stooges of news. So we're going to take a look at what's going on with that. We're going to take a look at the coup, the Democrat. Next Democrat debate is coming up tonight. So we're going to take a look at their efforts to outbid each other. You know, when they, it's amazing to me that they keep going up on the estimates for taxing the rich. And of course, the rich are anybody that makes more money than them. You know, Bernie's not going after millionaires because he are one now. Those filthy billionaires. We got to get those guys. They got more money than me, which shows the whole philosophical basis of socialism in terms of man versus man. There's a whole another aspect of that, man versus God, with the socialists who want to be God. But it's also the idea that they justify their theft by greed and envy of others. And they want you to vote for that. Because they want you to be as greedy and as envious of other people and to think that's not going to affect you. Look, those tax rates always trickle down. But there's a competition that's going on right now. You know, Biden wants to increase the taxes. And then Elizabeth Warren comes out and says, I'll tax those rich people more. And then Bernie comes out with a 97% tax rate. Why do they even have to bother with taxes? Because, you know, these people all have individual programs. Each of these programs, tens of trillions of dollars. Taking all the money from all the wealthy people, all the billionaires, still isn't going to fund those programs. So why even bother to tax people? Let's just declare a holiday. But we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana is a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny. has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
You know, President Trump has been able to unite the world. And we're going to tell you how coming up. Yes, it is Tuesday, October the 15th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. He has united Fox News and CNN. He's united Democrats and Republicans. They all agree with Hillary Clinton. Sickening horror in Syria is one man's fault. It was all President Trump. He's the one who set the Middle East on fire. The Kurds and the Turks have not been fighting each other for 100 years. The Middle East was at peace before President Trump became president. And everything was going just fine when he secretly smuggled in thousands of troops to do regime change. And when we armed every single faction that was fighting each other. But Lindsey Graham says, oh, we betrayed our enemies out here. I guess we betrayed our allies, whoever they were. I'm not really sure who our allies are. When we are arming every single side in the conflict. And I'll explain how that worked out here as we take a look at what's going on in Syria. The good news is that the panic narrative of all these people is coming apart big time. Let's take a look at how they're selling this. We have MSN, Microsoft News Network. You know, these are the people who have Microsoft and DARPA have put together, you know, the Pentagon, Defense Advanced Research Projects. The Pentagon is putting together with Microsoft's help, NewsGuard. And of course, they're going to count the votes for you too. Election Guard. They're going to protect you from all those pesky Ruskies that flipped the election the last time, we're told, with $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook. And even after it was shown that it was the Obama administration that was hacking into state boards of elections websites, even after that happened, now DARPA says, well, we got to protect you because it's going to be them Russians, right? And when they were asked about that, they said, oh, no, the Russians didn't do anything to manipulate votes. But now they're telling us, oh, the Russians will do that. The Russians will manipulate the vote. So we have to be there to manipulate them the other way. You better wonder which way they're going to manipulate those votes. But they're manipulating the news right now. And of course, with Microsoft News, I'm sure they have the NewsGuard checkmark on their site. Because that means that they are approved by the Pentagon and by the CIA and by Microsoft, who is their front organization. And this is their headline. This is what the CIA and the Pentagon and Microsoft want you to hear. Trump followed his gut on Syria and calamity came fast. That's it. I tell you what, you know, it was just so stable over there. And now look at the mess that Trump has gotten us into. Mr. Trump ignored months of warning from his advisors about what calamities would likely ensue if he followed his instincts to pull back from Syria and abandon America's longtime allies, the Kurds. Yeah, those guys, the Kurds, they were always there with us and for us, weren't they? Those are the guys that helped us to defeat the Nazis, if I recall correctly. I think they helped us to get our independence from Great Britain, too. They've always been there for us. Whenever America needed them to defend our country and our freedoms, the Kurds were always there, standing right behind us, giving us a helping hand, right? our longtime allies, the Kurds. Microsoft and DARPA and the Pentagon actually say that with a straight face. And they go on. He had no plan B other than to leave. That is plan A. That's the plan A that we voted for, guys. The only surprise is how swiftly it all collapsed around the president and his depleted, inexperienced foreign policy team. Okay, yeah, depleted. No Bolton anymore, right? And inexperienced policy team. We're going to talk about what experience has shown us from our Washington masters. These people, these think tanks, these Democrats, these Republicans, these military industrial complex neocons, these people like Lockheed Lindsay, the salesperson, the shill for the military industrial complex. We're going to take a look at what their foreign policy has actually wrought in that place. But they go on to continue with the Microsoft, DARPA, Pentagon, CIA narrative here. 1,000 or so Americans are now preparing to retreat from their positions inside Syria. These troops are now trapped. We can't fight our way out. We're trapped there. Turkey has cut off the roads. Removing them may require an airlift, and I guess we don't have any airplanes that work anymore either, right? Over the weekend, state and energy department officials. Where's the energy department getting in on this? I'm telling you what, Rick Perry is on shaky ground, even shakier ground if he's joining in with these neocons to try to oppose President Trump in Syria. These officials are quietly reviewing plans, State Department, Energy Department officials, quietly reviewing plans for evacuating roughly 50 tactical nuclear weapons that the U.S. has long stored under American control at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey, about 250 miles from the Syrian border, according to two American officials. Those weapons, one senior official said, here we go, anonymous source here, speaking for President Trump, speaking on condition of anonymity to the Pentagon, DARPA, Microsoft press, said, these nuclear weapons are now essentially Erdogan's hostages. Who put these nuclear weapons there? Who put that airbase there in Turkey? Who did that? A little bit of history here. That airbase has been there since 1943. And it got to be a very important airbase during the Cold War. That's where the U.S. is flying out U-2 spy planes. Remember that? AOC. Go back and get your Encyclopedia Britannica if you can find one. And look this up. Yes, there was a thing once upon a time, the U-2, was it U-2? Maybe I got that wrong. Anyway, they were flying these spy planes. Gary Powers was shot down. Yeah, it was U-2. Yeah, I'm thinking, am I flashing back to the group? But anyway, it's been a long 24 hours. These spy planes, one of them is very famous because you had one of our pilots was shot down and he was paraded by the Soviet Union. Well, those are being flown out of the Turkey base. It's very close to the Soviet Union. Turkey's right next to the Soviet Union. And there is a competition between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. As you heard last week, as those Russian hoaxers pranked and pwned Lindsey Graham, Lindsey, don't you buy those S-400s from Russia. You get those F-35s from us. We'll do a deal with you. We'll give you all kinds of money. We'll give you $10 billion. How's that? To buy those planes from my company here. And then we'll give you free trade agreement, too. Well, guess what? They didn't. They bought the stuff from Russia. And so, we've had those nuclear weapons there throughout the Cold War, as well as the spy planes. As a matter of fact, in 2016, when you had the coup in Turkey, and I don't know if it was a coup or if it was a false flag coup, but, you know, there's this competition going back and forth between Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen. Both of them want a worldwide caliphate. At the very least, they want a reconstruction of the old Ottoman Empire, and they've become enemies now. Fethullah Gulen is now protected by the CIA and by the Republican Party and the Democrat Party to some extent here in Texas, especially the Republican Party, given nearly $1 billion worth of taxpayer money to educate our children. You like that? You like an Islamic mystic cleric educating your kids through the charter school program? That's what I was talking about last week with Mark Hall. Oh, that's what we got. Fethullah Gulen. Nearly $1 billion of your money to educate kids about how wonderful Turkey is. To skim this money out of the taxpayers. But I don't know if that was a coup or not, or if it was just a move by Erdogan to take out this. But when all that was happening, everybody was saying to the Obama administration in 2016, remember Trump hadn't been elected then, he's still running for president, get the nukes out of Turkey. Obama decided not to get the nukes out of Turkey. Who put the nukes in Turkey? Was it Truman? Was it Eisenhower? That goes back a long way. But it's now all President Trump's fault, says Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump, just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And I just, you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.video. I don't sell things, I don't promote things, unless I know they get big results. You go out and you wear an InfoWars.com shirt, you might meet your wife, you might meet other fellow patriots, you might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com. I know most of you realize this, but I'm going to say it again very, very clearly. You are just as important as I am or the rest of the crew at InfoWars, and we are. The individuals that have done the research, understand the globalist battle plan, and we know how to take them down. That's why they're so upset. Think how far we've come together. You know, even if we were losing, we'd all still keep fighting on because it's the right thing to do against the truly satanic forces of the New World Order who've really taken the mask off. The line's in the sand for everybody now. But you'd already chosen to fight the corruption and to stand with God and to stand with the unborn. So I just wanted to take time out again to salute the audience. Because you are truly activists in the arena. And without you and your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support, this operation that you built, that your operation would not be here. We've got some giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of items, 50% off. Please take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com to help us fight even harder into the future. I've been in this fight so long against the globalists that I forget sometimes we really came from nowhere. And that we've changed the world together and just how important your actions and my actions are every day in this fight. And right now we're running a gigantic sale, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and the Everything Must Go super sale. And there are more than 50 items that are 50% off or more right now. It's 40 to 70% off store-wide, 50% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Ultra 12, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The list goes on and on. Again, 70% off Survival Shield X3, the good halogen. You can get the 71% off on Immune Wall and Super Silver when you get them together, $19.95 for both. Gut Fusion, amazing, 50% off. The list goes on and on. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back to the Future. We have seen this all played out so many times before. The unending wars since the Cold War began, since the end of World War II. And as I was talking about this in the last segment, these bases, this base here that is now being held hostage, I guess we should start with the, we should start treating this like the hostage situation that made ABC and Ted Koppel famous. You know, every night they would come in, da, 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 you know. Day 256 of America held hostage. Well, I guess now we're day 8 American nukes held hostage by the Turks. Now, the army base that we built, that we still have U.S. troops at, that they are still in control of the weapons there. At our NATO ally. But, of course, you wouldn't know that to hear one senior official, and this has now been very rapidly repeated throughout the mainstream media. It is calamity, and our nuclear weapons are being held hostage by the Turks. And as I was pointing out, that base has been there since World War II, and it got to be a very important base during the Cold War. I was glad to have CJ jump in and validate. I started saying, you two, am I right? Is that really right? Yeah, it's been a long time since I talked about the U-2 spy planes. He goes, yeah, that's right. We were talking about this over the break, CJ. You were talking about there's a lot of U-2s that were shot down, not just the one that they made a big deal out of with Gary Powers, right?
There were multiple ones. It's not necessarily confirmed. Mm-hmm. I know there were a lot of shots fired at them flying over Cuba. I had family in the Navy that talked about attacks on U-2s. It was actually called the Dragon Lady, was the kind of nickname for the plane. Most people just refer to it as the U-2 because that's a cool name anyhow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they shot at U-2s. They shot at Blackbirds. Most reconnaissance planes had a high enough altitude that they couldn't be reached by most missiles, but the Soviets had some pretty amazing firepower.
Yeah, yeah, the SR-71, the Blackbird, and these things, super fast, super high, and now we don't use them anymore because, you know, they are vulnerable to being shot down, as we saw with Gary Powers. And we now have satellites for that, that get that intelligence far more easily. But the nuclear weapons were put there as a check against Russia, because they're very close to Russia and have been there for a while. And as I said, during the 2016 coup or the false flag coup or whatever was going on in Turkey, a lot of people were saying to Obama, get the nukes out of there. He said, no, NATO, they're our NATO ally. We're not going to get the nukes out of there. But now it's President Trump's fault. Now those weapons are held hostage that have always been there. Every administration since the 1940s. You know, but since the 50s, when they had nuclear weapons, they've had them there. But it's all President Trump's fault. And then we have ABC using video of an American gun range and claiming that this is footage of the war in Syria. And you've got to see this. Let's play video clip number one. There it is. Big explosion.
Here's to show the fury of the Turkish attack on the border town of Tel Aviv. A border town.
Oh, a border town. They know exactly where this is, too.
This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military.
Got tracer bullets, big explosions.
In a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the
Syrian border
town.
It's Kurds.
ISIS. Now, horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies.
This is in Kentucky. They just can't make this stuff up. It's really hard to do parody when you've got ABC News and CNN and NBC and Fox. I mean, it's really hard to make this stuff up. You can't do better than these guys do. And as you saw the explosions happening there, you could actually see the tents and people standing around there. And ABC seriously puts that out. Lies to people is a false flag, I guess you could call it. A false video attack. It's a false flag attack on President Trump. And it's a false flag attack on putting America first. That's what this really is. This is a false flag attack by the media. ABC News. This is Sunday's ABC News broadcast. They called it Slaughter in Syria. That's got a certain alliteration to it. That's kind of cool, right? They claim these were video attacks on the Kurds launched over the weekend. The video was actually made in 2017. During the Knob Creek machine gun shoot. This is a biannual event held at the Knob Creek gun range in West Point, Kentucky. This is some good old Kentucky firepower there. That's nothing to do with Kurds or the Turks. It's held every 2 years, according to the website of the gun range. They said machine gunners are shooting at a wide range of appliances. That's it. This is a total crisis. The Turks are taking out every refrigerator the Kurds had left. And that's pretty serious when you're out there in that kind of a hot climate. Abandoned vehicles, probably, you know, things that were confiscated by Obama during the Cash for Clunkers. Barrels of fuel with pyrotechnic charges attached to them. That's why you see the big explosions going up. I mean, you know, any minute now, we're going to see some of those captive nuclear weapons from the U.S. air base there that's still in Texas, still in Turkey. Still manned by Americans. But you're going to see a nuclear weapon going up any minute now. They're probably ABC or NBC or Fox is going to, or CNN, recycle some footage from the Cold War of a nuclear explosion. Tell us that that's the base there. World News Tonight then came out with a correction yesterday. We've taken down the video that aired on World News Tonight Sunday and Good Morning America. They didn't air it just once. They aired it multiple times. They said, and it was aired on Monday morning as well. They said, it appeared to be from the Syrian border. No, it didn't. If you look at that, though, that does not appear to be a firefight sequence. I mean, there's a lot of explosions at the beginning and there's tracer bullets. But as I said, when it lights up, you can see the crowd just standing around watching the fireworks there. We took it down immediately after questions were raised about its accuracy. Yeah, they still don't admit that it was totally fake and they don't admit where it came from. ABC News regrets the error. I bet they do now. They should. And we're going to rub their nose in it good and hard. On Sunday, this is the way that they put it out. The situation is rapidly spiraling out of control in northern Kentucky. I mean, northern Syria. 1 week after President Trump ordered U.S. forces out of the region, effectively abandoning America's allies in the fight against ISIS. This is the way that they're putting this out. These lying scumbags at ABC News. Remember, these are the people who, for a week, camped out at Obama's White House to sell the American public on the lie of Obamacare. And when the Republicans said, wait a minute, we should have some equal time to push back on this, they said, no, we're not giving you any equal time. They said, all right, we want to buy some ads. No, we're not going to sell you any ads so that you, we're not even going to let you buy time to push back against this. That's ABC News. And they said, this video right here, appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians. See, it's civilians. They know. They know that this video from a Kentucky firing range is happening in Syria. And it's those villains, the Turks, who are attacking the Syrians right there. And not only that, but civilians. They know that. They know that for a fact. Absolutely know it for a fact. They even knew that it was the border town of Tal Abyad. How did they know that? They didn't know that. They just lied to you. They made it up. And the vast majority of the public, especially the Democrats, that's where they get all their news, and they don't know they've been lied to. A little bit of a retraction on Twitter, and that's it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Constitutional lawyers, national talk show host, prominent guest I've had on over the years. And they're all saying, Alex, it's incredible. You've been obsessing on China since you got on air 20-something years ago. And now it's all coming true. How did you know it? Because the Council on Foreign Relations is the shadow government, and they admitted the plan to transfer all power to communist China. And almost everyone calling me says, yeah, and they banned you because you were saying all that and how Silicon Valley, Google, and Apple moved over there, and it's incredible, and wow, you're vindicated. You're going to get back on the air now, aren't you? And no, if we don't defeat this takeover, you're all going to be taken off. In fact, you're all going to end up getting put in prison camps. They're making their move. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your right to religion. They are coming for your soul.
Well, you know what they say. You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen.
When the menu comes up, you simply click Add to Home Screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video. I knew it would be hard to top the last big sale we had. Black Friday comes early, but we've successfully been able to do it. Black Friday comes early was store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for your next order, and 50% off all the supplements and preparedness supplies, water filters, air filters, things like that. Well, the new special we've got is store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 70% off all of the supplements and a whole bunch of other items. And a lot of these are our best sellers. Others are sleepers and products that I've just been so busy I haven't promoted, but they really are amazing. Find out for yourself. Survival Shield X3, 2-ounce bottle, 70% off. 360 Immune Defense Combo with Immune Wall and Silver Bullet Coil Silver, $19.95. That's 71% off. That's just two of more than 50 big deals right now at the Everything Must Go Super Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt. Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged is InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
A big scandal at ABC News, says President Trump. They got caught using really gruesome fake footage of Turks bombing in Syria. A real disgrace. Yeah, they told us exactly what town it was, who was doing the shooting, who was being victimized. This is civilians in a specific town, they said. What a bunch of lying scumbags they are. They ran it not once, but 2 days. Different news programs. And never really fully retracted it. Or said what it really was. Or it gave an explanation as to how that happened. No, it's just really important to blame President Trump. Look, the whole area is exploding in chaos. We never had chaos in the Middle East before President Trump moved 50 troops. This is how absurd this whole narrative is. I mean, it's as bad as the coup part deux that we've got going on right now. The CIA. We'll get to that in a minute, too. But this is actually something that is working out well for us, and I'll explain why everything is falling in line perfectly. It's not chaos. It is perfection, what is happening in Syria now. Just wait. I'll show you. But President Trump went on to say, a real disgrace. Tomorrow they will ask softball questions. That's tonight with a Democrat debate. They'll ask softball questions to sleepy Joe Biden's son, Hunter, like, why did Ukraine and China pay you millions when you knew nothing? And of course, President Trump, when he tweets out, he gets thousands of comments. This particular one, he got at least 15,000 comments. One of them says, and they have since said that it was a mistake. Will Trump ever say when he makes a mistake? Well, yeah, he has on numerous times, even disavowed other people's statements when the media tried to tar and feather him with what other people have done. And it just happened over the weekend again. But of course, you never get a disavowing from the squad, from the Sisterhood of Traveling Burkas. They, when they lie about concentration camps being run by ICE and Border Patrol, when they lie about that, and when they incite a violent terrorist attack by an Antifa official against an ICE facility, they won't even say it was wrong. They won't deny any of that. They just stonewall. And you saw that report. You saw the reporter. As they were headed to a press conference to condemn President Trump, they would not say anything about the violence that they had incited with their lies. But President Trump, if anybody does anything and the media remotely links them to President Trump, and, you know, just as we saw the video that's out there. And by the way, that video, I wasn't able to see it. Funny how I had to sign in order to see it. They embargoed it on YouTube. And so I had to sign in. Catch 22 is that I've been banned from YouTube. I guess I just am not fake enough. You know, if I did, you know, videos and put them up to show how, you know, this Kentucky gun show, gun club was actually an attack in Syria, I would be fine. I would be recommended. You know, the people that I have spent years deconstructing their lies on YouTube. People like ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News, Glenn Beck, those people that I have spent years debunking their vicious lies and false flags, they are now recommended to me if I go to YouTube. And I can't even watch videos because I'm not allowed to sign in. I am banned. That's America for you. And President Trump, you better do something about that. Because, you know, you tweet 59 times in a day. Maybe it'll get through. Maybe it won't. Maybe that'll carry you through. Maybe it won't. But this is about more than you. This is about America losing its free speech in a public-private partnership of censorship between the Pentagon, DARPA, and the big tech companies. They're ultimately behind this. They are directing this censorship that is directed against InfoWars and against alternative media. It is being directed by the American government every bit as much as the censorship that you see coming out of China is directed by the Chinese government. We can all see it there. We can say, oh, isn't that a shame? Isn't it a shame that they've got social media, social credit scores and so forth, and they're punishing people for what they say or believe in China? And yet it's happening here. And what they do is they use the beard of private ownership. They say, well, it's being done by corporations and there's nothing we can do about it. Well, they did something about Libra, Facebook's cryptocurrency, didn't they? They said, I don't think you're going to mess with our central banking systems. And so they made sure they put pressure behind closed doors. They put pressure on PayPal, on Visa, on MasterCard. All these people who had paid $10 million to be one of the select elite. They're going to be a clearing house, you know, one of the nodes on their network for the cryptocurrency Libra that was put together by Zuckerberg. He wanted to be the world's central banker. He held a carrot out to all the governments of the world, said, I'll give you what you want. You want a digital global ID? I can do that for you. You just give me control over the world's money supply. And they all said, nah, I don't think so. And so behind closed doors, what we have seen, and of course there were some other meetings that are going on, you know, Zuckerberg has now gotten the message that Bill Gates got a while back. You work with Washington. You pay these guys off. You get these guys as your patrons or they will take you down. You know, it's a protection racket.
I would hate for anything to happen to you and your beautiful company here in Silicon Valley, so I think that you need to contribute to my campaign here.
That's exactly the way these guys operate. Bill Gates got the message, and now he is one of their best partners, most reliable partners. Zuckerberg wants to be one of their most reliable partners, too. They just sent a big message to him when they took down Libra. But he's not giving up, and he's going to play the game. He's going to lubricate the politicians in every way that they desire. And that's what's behind those messages. But when we look at Syria, let's not leave Syria here, you just shed. Is President Trump actually right on Syria, as the UNTS review? I think he is. You know, when we look at, I said, at the beginning of the broadcast, President Trump has unified everybody on the side of Hillary Clinton. You know, we got Lindsey Graham, we got Lynn Cheney, we got Peggy Noonan at the Wall Street Journal, we got, of course, Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, Hillary Clinton. All these people are saying the same thing about President Trump. All the establishment news media. Look, it's absolute chaos. War has broken out in the Middle East. And it's all President Trump's fault. And we have our nuclear weapons are being held hostage. Our troops, because they closed the road, our troops can't get out of northern Syria. What are we going to do? And it's all President Trump's fault. They've all come together, writes the UNTS Review, as they always do, to protect their sacred commitment to globalism. This time, in opposition to President Trump's decision to finally withdraw American support troops from the northeastern Syria. As Peggy Noonan put it, Trump is all impulse. He blithely is operating out of his depth. No, Peggy, we voted for this. He said he was going to do this, and we voted for it. I've criticized him for not doing this sooner. I've criticized him for listening to the false flags that were put out by these people. I've criticized him for not cutting out of that area, and he's doing the right thing now. And that's what we voted for, exactly what we voted for. Peggy, I know you didn't support him. You certainly don't support him now. If there's one thing that brings the swamp together, it's in solidarity, it's a serious threat to their hegemony in administering America's foreign policy. And as the UNTS Review says, you got the pseudo-conservative right as well as the loony left, and they are all together in this. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from Rand Paul as he was being attacked by the loony left, Chuck Todd, NBC, on Meet the Press this Sunday. And Rand Paul asked him the rhetorical question, at least a rhetorical question for Rand Paul, are we going to send Americans to die to force Turkey to get along with the Kurds? I mean, that would be a rhetorical question for you or I. You or I would say, of course not. Well, Chuck Todd, Peggy Noonan, Lindsey Graham, all those people would say, why, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to send American troops to die to force Turkey to get along with the Kurds. That's exactly what they would do. We'll be right back.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. I don't sell things, I don't promote things, unless I know they get big results. You go out and you wear an InfoWars.com shirt. You might meet your wife. You might meet other fellow patriots. You might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Question for you. Now, we're going to talk about Rand Paul and the question that he pushed back at Chuck Todd on Sunday on Meet the Press. He said, are we going to send Americans to die in order to force Turkey to get along with the Kurds? No person in the right mind would say yes. But of course, Chuck Todd, Lindsey Graham, Liz Cheney, Chucky Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, all these people would say, oh, yes, of course we are. We've always done that. We've always sent Americans to die for nothing. For nothing. We don't respect American life. Folks, if you don't want these kind of people to dominate the narrative, and I've been talking this whole hour about the lies of ABC News, the lies of the Wall Street Journal, the lies of the establishment media pushing for this war, trying to make a calamity out of this. That's their word. It's a calamity. It's total chaos now. You know, we had this wonderful Orwellian situation before. War was peace. That's what we had. Eternal war was eternal peace. War equals peace. That's the Orwellian slogan. Now they're trying to tell us that peace is chaos. No, war is chaos. And I'm going to tell you how peace is breaking out over there, I think. This is probably the best thing that could have been done. Perfect policy by President Trump on this, and it's, of course, what he campaigned on. Maybe these people didn't support him. I don't think they did. But, folks, if you don't want the news to be dominated by DARPA, by the Pentagon, by Microsoft, by Election Guard, by NewsGuard, by these individuals, if you don't want it dominated by Mark Zuckerberg and social media, we really do need your support here. And, of course, you've been very good about supporting us in the last year. We have a great special right now to help support your health as well. We've got the best quality products you're going to find anywhere. They're safe, they're effective, they're natural, and now they are very, very affordable. 40 to 70% off dozens of products. We have free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And we got some of our newest products, VasoBeat, now 50% off. That's something I've started taking because I saw it was a vasodilator. After I had my heart attack, they gave me nitroglycerin. And of course, that is a vasodilator. And it's a very potent one. It gives me a headache whenever I take it. And I thought, well, let me just try this VasoBeat. Maybe I can head this off. so that I don't need to take that really strong medication. And I haven't had to since I've been taking Vasobeat. We've got other things like Ultimate Fish Oil and Krill Oils. Those are now 25% off. I just started taking Krill Oil. I was laughing about it this morning with my wife. Amazing, amazing vivid dreams because I take a lot of it. Yeah, you know, you're not going to overdose on fish oil. You don't have to worry about that. That's not like nitroglycerin or something. But it does have a lot of the same characteristics as some of the anticoagulants, things like Brilinta that they put me on, which is very expensive, and worry about the side effects of these pharmaceuticals. But when you take it up to a certain quantity, as I did my research, krill oil can have some of the same effects in terms of being an anticoagulant. So I take it even at night, which probably is the reason I'm having these vivid dreams. If you're not having some kind of a health issue, you might want to just take it in the morning, but I don't want to take a large amount of it just once a day, so I spread it out. So I have these really strange dreams. They're not Freudian, but they are very fishy. Very strange. Very, very vivid as well. So it also has the added benefit of entertainment, I've got to say. So it kind of put me in a funny mood this morning, the dreams that I had. But we got a lot of products that are now 40 to 70% off. 70% off Survival Shield X-ray Nascent Iodine. Take a look at the 2-ounce bottle there. 70% off. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points. Folks, we really need your support, especially if you want to hear real news instead of the kind of nonsense that's being fed to you by the establishment press. Both conservative and media are involved in this as well. So Rand Paul was on this Sunday, Meet the Press, and Chuck Todd, let's play this clip, video clip number 2. Todd says, well, I hope you caught our report from Richard Engel and what he's seen on the ground. Oh, we can trust that, right? Well, we got an eyewitness report from NBC, and I'm sure it's about as accurate as what you heard from ABC News. But here's that back and forth between Senator Paul and Chuck Todd of NBC.
But here's one of the interesting things. As we've gotten stability in Iraq, and as the Kurds have a lot of self-control and governing sort of like a province, there's actually 1,800 Turkish businesses doing business in that part of Iraq that is controlled by the Kurds. It's a prosperous oil region, and there's back and forth between the Turks and the Kurds, and it actually works pretty well. But these Kurds don't actually get along with the Syrian Kurds so well, and many of the Syrian Kurds have been trying to break off part of Turkey into an independent country. It's been going on for really close to 100 years. Many of the Kurds in Syria actually were expelled or exiled from Turkey back in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. So there's this long history. And the question we have to ask is, and I have to ask, am I going to send the sons and daughters of American mothers and fathers, am I going to send them there to die to try to figure out how the Kurds and the Turks can get along? And I don't see that in our national interest. Yeah. And we should vote on it. We should vote on it in Congress and declare war if that's what people want.
Well, Rand Paul's not going to do that. He's not going to send American soldiers there to die to try to keep peace between these people, make them love each other. President Trump, hopefully, is not going to do that. Appears that he has now pulled back from that, and I'm going to tell you how this is working out. It's a very different story than the mainstream media is telling you. But I'll tell you, everybody else in Washington, everybody else in the press would. I mean, we don't want to see that happen here at InfoWars, but other than InfoWars, Senator Paul and President Trump, forget about it. The rest of these people want to send American soldiers to die for nothing. For nothing. Chuck Todd had said just before that, he says, I know where your views are philosophically, and I want to get to that in a minute, but aren't you concerned about all this chaos that's happening there? You know, this is the echo chamber of the mainstream media. You remember, it was most obvious, I think, a few years ago when somebody said something about some candidate or another not having gravitas. Here's this word you've never heard before, and everybody is using it. Gravitas, gravitas, gravitas. And so now the word of the week is chaos. Chaos. Chaos in Syria. There never was chaos in Syria before this week. Before 8 days ago. Never any chaos. And Paul said, one of the things about the Arab militias that Turkey's using that your reporter reported on, it's interesting that some of them are from the Free Syrian Army, which was our ally for 7 years. Which just shows how messy this is. Turkey is our ally. The Free Syrian Army was our ally for 7 years. And the Kurds have been allies in Syria. You understand what Rand Paul is pointing out here? In other words, what Rand Paul is saying is, we have armed every single faction fighting each other. We've armed all sides. all sides. And that's exactly what little Lindsey Graham wants to have happen, because he can sell weapons to everybody. Just keep that. As Rand Paul was talking about the different businesses and so forth and how maybe we can, you know, incentivize this, and President Trump is talking about sanctions, we see how China, with their Belt and Road Initiative, is putting economic hooks into all these different countries to get control. What do? We go in and we create chaos. We create chaos. That has been the policy of the Pentagon and of DARPA and the CIA since the end of World War II. Chaos has been our policy. But now that is the word of the week. 8 days of chaos from President Trump. No, we've had 60 plus years of chaos. And we go in and we arm every single side. And that hasn't gotten us anywhere, except it's made the military-industrial complex very rich. Those guys have made out like bandits because they are bandits. But it is not in America's interest. If we're going to be smart about this, and I've talked about this with Gerald Celente, talking about how you look at the Chinese, you know, they're doing what you kind of expect America to do, because we'd always say the business of America is business. No. The business of America is war. That's what makes this economy run. That's why all these people are so upset. They're corporate sponsors. Now, they don't wear the labels like a NASCAR driver, but they're there nevertheless if you just look. All you have to do is look to see who their contributors are. The biggest donor for Lindsey Graham, as I pointed out last week, is Lockheed Martin. That's why he got pwned on that hoax call. Lockheed Lindsey kept pushing that F-35. You just buy that F-35. Now, if you buy those F-35s, we can make that happen. I can give you $10 billion to buy those F-35s. Will you buy those F-35s? Absolutely pathetic what they're doing. Rand Paul went on to say, look, Turkey was coming into the country one way or the other, and 50 soldiers would have simply been in the way and be a tripwire to a much worse outcome. Oh, yeah. You're going to hold them back with 50 troops? Of course, you had that special forces soldiers have. I've never been ashamed of this country. We should have been ashamed of being there in the first place, because there was no constitutional authority for you to be there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up, like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video, or I have to hurt you.
China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like Infowars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, as Rand Paul pointed out to Chuck Todd, the Turks are going to come in anyway. They're going to come across the border. You're going to leave 50 troops there? Well, that's just going to be a possible tripwire for a larger confrontation. 50 troops against tens of thousands of soldiers coming in. He said this is a 100-year war that's going on between the Turks and the Kurds. No. It started only about 8 days ago, right, according to the mainstream press. That's really what they're telling us over and over again. And now President Trump has signed detailed sanctions on Turkey in response to them attacking the Kurds. He issued an executive order saying that he will increase steel tariffs to 50%, threatened to end negotiations for a $100 billion trade deal with Turkey if they did not back down. This was confirmed yesterday by Mike Pence. It was tweeted out by President Trump. This is what he had to say on Twitter. He said, I said to my generals, why should we be fighting for Syria and Assad to protect the land of our enemies? Haven't we been told that Assad's the bad guy and Syria's the bad guy? So why are we doing that? Anyone who wants to assist Syria in protecting the Kurds is good with me, whether it's Russia, China, or Napoleon Bonaparte. And so I imagine that sent AOC scurrying for the history books to find out who that Napoleon Bonaparte guy is. Bonaparte, right? Who is this guy? I hope they all do great. We, meanwhile, are 7,000 miles away. That's the proper perspective. We are 7,000 miles away. This is not our fight. This place has been in chaos forever. And so if Napoleon Bonaparte can do something about it, good luck to him. Now they're all going to tell us that, newsflash, Trump is so stupid he doesn't know Napoleon is dead. Kurds announce a deal with Damascus. Now here's why this is really working out perfectly. Think about this. The Kurds have been fighting with Damascus. The Kurds have been fighting with Turkey. The Kurds have been fighting in Iraq. They've been fighting everywhere they are. As I pointed out last week, these people that are now more important than Americans at our border, because we can't be bothered with the American border. That's not important. It's all, the only border that's important is the Turkey-Syria border, because we've got to protect the Kurds. Forget those stupid Americans, right? They don't mean anything. Americans are nothing. We're just trash to them. And so you can send us to die to keep peace in that area. You can leave our border unprotected. But the interesting thing about this is that these Kurds, who, as I pointed out, you've got four different groups there. They are all, three of them are avowed Marxist-Leninists. The fourth group doesn't have any political affiliations. The State Department says they're just organized crime. And these are the people that we have been, we're told that we cannot abandon these people. We cannot abandon our Marxist-Leninist allies in Syria. And now they have announced a deal with Damascus that they've now been fighting. So now these two enemies are getting together. It's not actually chaos that's breaking out. It's actually something approaching a greater peace that is breaking out there. That's the interesting thing about this. As the Ron Paul Institute headlines, this is the sum of all fears coming out of Washington, that the Kurdish militants would cut a deal with the Syrian government in Damascus. Neocon tears last week over the plight of the Kurds have turned into furious anger with news that yesterday a deal was inked between the Kurds and the Syrian government. The Kurd-Assad alliance is the end of regime change for Syria and the end of one of the dumbest U.S. interventions in history. And this was an intervention, as Wesley Clark pointed out in 2007, that was planned in the aftermath or maybe as part of 9/11. We got seven countries we're going to go in and take out. Well, the problem is now it looks like not only has President Trump this move has now really scotched this whole plan of regime change in Syria as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, folks, I was talking in the last hour about all the lies that have been told. Chaos, total calamity. Look at this. President Trump, he's just impetuous. He doesn't know what he's doing. No, we actually voted for that, as I pointed out. As they tell us, it's total chaos. They've got civilians that are being attacked by the Turks, and they have video to prove it. Never mind that that was video of a firearms festival in Kentucky. Oh, well, okay, we'll try again. Okay, nukes are being held captive in Turkey. U.S. nukes are being held hostage. Well, that's a U.S. base. We still have U.S. personnel there. They determined in the Obama administration that they weren't going to take them out in 2016, even as people were saying, look, there's some kind of a coup going on. There's total civil war in Turkey. Maybe we ought to get those nukes out of there. Obama said, no, it's okay. Not a problem. We'll leave them there. They've been there, you know, throughout the whole Cold War. They've been there. We had that base set up since 1943, and you know, we've had our spy planes flying out of there over Russia. We've had nuclear weapons there. It's been our forward placement of nuclear weapons. Let's just leave them there, even though there's a civil war in Turkey, perhaps. And now we're told that because of Trump's impetuousness, U.S. nuclear weapons are being held hostage in Turkey. Now, here's what the real thing that Washington is freaking out. Ron Paul got it right. The fact that the Kurd-Assad alliance that was announced yesterday. Now, because the Turks have now come across the border, the Kurds have now appealed to the Syrian government. The Syrian government is rushing in to stabilize the area and to take charge of the ISIS prisoners and so forth. And so this is basically putting an end to their scheme of regime change that they have been pursuing for over a decade. A couple of decades, frankly. And that's really what they're freaking out about. It's regime change that's being held hostage. Not the nukes. Not the soldiers. They're not cut off. As a matter of fact, there's a great analysis from moonofalabama.org. Moonofalabama.org. They point out, 8 days ago, President Trump gave a green light for another Turkish invasion of Syria. We explained at the time why that move made it inevitable for the Kurds to submit to Damascus and to let the Syrian Arab army back into northeast Syria. And this is what Moon of Alabama said 8 days ago. While the YPG, that's the Syrian Kurds, the Marxist-Leninist Syrian Kurds that were our allies, okay? While the YPG might want to fight off a Turkish invasion, they have little chance to succeed. The land is flat and the YPG forces only have light arms. There is only one solution for them. They will have to call up the Syrian government and ask them to come back into the northeast. That would remove the Turkish concerns, and it would likely prevent further Turkish moves. Think about that. So what the Turks are concerned about are the Kurds, because the Turks have the Kurds are the largest ethnic minority in Turkey, 20%. They want their autonomy. They want their independence. And they're Marxist-Leninist, and so that's been a concern for the Turkish government. The Kurds are the largest ethnic minority in Syria. and in Syria. They want their autonomy. They want their independence. And they have fought the government there as well. And they are Marxist-Leninists there as well. In Turkey, they're called the PKK. In Syria, they're called the YPG. And, you know, there's really not much difference between the two of them. And so they're trying to set up an independent Kurdish state in both of these countries. So if the Syrian government comes in to protect these Kurds, these YPG, from Turkey, the YPG will invite them in, at least for now. And then Lindsey Graham can give them some arms and start another rebellion is what he'll wind up doing. But as Moon of Alabama pointed out 8 days ago, this is exactly what they would do. And now they have done it. They said the Pentagon is still under the false impression that Turkey would limit its invasion to some 5 kilometers in depth. It was obvious, as we wrote at the time, that Turkey wanted far more. They said a major goal, this is what Moon of Alabama said 8 days ago, a major goal is to interrupt the M4 highway that runs parallel to the border and allows for troop movements between the east and west of the Kurdish-majority areas. The highway is about 20 to 30 kilometers from the border. The M4 road is also one of the major logistical routes for U.S. troops stationed in the western part. And so, as they predicted, they went in and took that highway because it was strategic. And because it is a highway that is used by U.S. troops in the area, the mainstream media is panicking and saying, we can't get our troops out of there. They've taken that highway. Oh, you didn't see that coming, did you? The genius military planners of the Pentagon didn't see that coming. Well, Moon of Alabama did. Let's, President Trump, why don't you take these guys and put them in charge of the Pentagon? Because they can predict what's going to happen a lot better than your geniuses in the Pentagon. Senior administration official said, this is total chaos. See, that's the word of the week, total chaos. Chaos everywhere. Turkey gave guarantees to us. Syrian militias allied with them are now running up and down the roads, ambushing and attacking vehicles. And then went on to say, this senior administration official, the same official presumably that says that Turkey is now also holding our nuclear weapons hostage at the U.S. NATO base in Turkey that is still manned by the full complement of U.S. military. But we're being held hostage there. Anyway, this special senior administration official, maybe it's a CIA guy, said the militias known as the Free Syrian Army are, quote, crazy and not reliable. If they're crazy and not reliable, then why have we been giving them arms? Why are they our allies? Why are we concerned about protecting them? If they're Marxists and Leninists, if they're crazy and unreliable, why do you see everybody from CNN to Fox News wringing their hands about this situation? Do they care about what's going on at the American border? No, they don't care about that. As Moon of Alabama says, the Free Syrian Army, which was built by the U.S., and supplied by the U.S. with an immense amount of weapons to fight the Syrian government. They are now characterized as crazy and unreliable. How come all the think tankers and journalists who for years lauded that quote-unquote army never noticed that? Pentagon finally recognized that it was not possible to hold onto the area without starting a war with its NATO partner, Turkey. On Saturday evening, Trump gave the order that all U.S. troops shall leave northeast Syria within 30 days. The Secretary of Defense did not resign, as his predecessor did, over a similar decision, but instead defended the move. The decision was to kick in the ass to the Kurds that they needed to agree to the return of the Syrian government troops to the area that they had held on to while under U.S. command. Currently, Syrian troops and their heavy weapons are streaming in. And they will take control of the prison camps where ISIS fighters are held. Do you understand what happened? Lindsey Graham, John McCain, the CIA came into this area, armed these Kurds. They knew the Kurds wanted independence. They said, we'll help you fight for your independence. They stuck them against the Syrian government. And you got the Syrian government, you got ISIS, you got the Kurds. Everybody is fighting everybody. And we're arming every one of the factions. And now the good news is that it isn't just the 50 troops, but now we got to take out all 1,000 of them. Oh, say it ain't so. You mean we're going to bring home 1,000 troops? Maybe we could use them at our border to make America safe to defend American interests here in America. Would that be possible? I don't know. As they go on to say, with Moon of Alabama, the Kurds wish to keep their autonomous administration in northeast Syria. While talks are ongoing, I don't expect that the mostly Arab inhabitants of the whole area nor the Syrian government will agree to that. There's mostly Arabs, not Syrian, not Kurds there. There cannot be any special status for any of Syria's many ethnic or religious groups. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces will be disbanded. Its soldiers will be integrated into the Syrian army. The U.S. has more than 1,000 troops in northeast Syria, and Syria is happy to see them leave. Reports of the U.S. Yesterday bombed Syrian troops are false. It's working out great, folks. Don't listen to Fox and CNN. They're lying to you, just like ABC did with that video. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Everything Must Go Emergency Super Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 70% off more than 50 of our products at InfoWarsLife.com and at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X3, the good halogen, 2-ounce bottle, 70% off. That's right at cost. 360 Immune Wall Defense Combo. Immune Wall and Silver Bullet Coil Silver together, $19.95. That is so good going into the winter months and all the things that obviously spread during that time. Gut Fusion, 50% off. Want to flush yourself out? Healthy, great way to do it. Survival Shield X3 1-ounce bottles, 60% off. Vaso Beets, that's got concentrated beet essence that's known to boost the nitrous oxide in your body. So good for your cardiovascular, so good for your heart. Dozens and dozens and dozens of other products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. I don't sell things. I don't promote things unless I know they get big results. You go out and you wear an InfoWars.com shirt. You might meet your wife. You might meet other fellow patriots. You might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, Ultimate Vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Yeah, they got some cards they're not showing. And so we're going to show those cards to you. I have been showing them to you. Showed you the fake video out of Kentucky. They say, this is horrible. Oh, the horror of it. I mean, we should put that video up and we should have the narrative of the guy who was covering the Hindenburg live. Oh, it's horrible, it's horrible. I mean, that was a real tragedy, but this is not. That was a shoot 'em up for fun that they do every 2 years at a gun group in Kentucky, and that was put out there multiple times by ABC News. They have said, sorry, that was an error, but they don't really go into any detail. They don't really do a mea culpa. They say, well, we've removed that. Okay, pay no attention to that. And no matter how many times they do that kind of stuff, they never lose their checkmark from DARPA and the Pentagon and Microsoft with NewsGuard. Just like New York Times, no matter how racist, no matter how fake they are, no matter how many, what was the award they had to give back? They had a reporter who got a Pulitzer Prize, I think it was, had to give it back because it was all fake. No matter how many times they do that, the Washington Post, they all get the checkmark. You can believe everything that they say. Everything. They make mistakes. They don't always own up to it. And as we see with the Project Veritas video, it is many times deliberate. It's not just a mistake. Oh, mistakes were made. No, actually, I think they were deliberate. As Ron Paul has been talking about this, Washington is wrong once again. The Kurds join Assad to defend Syria. Think about that. The Kurds, which we went in, we saw, well, here's an opportunity. This is the way the CIA operates. We've identified some people who want their autonomy. Let's go in and arm them. We can use them, and we can arm ISIS, who wants something completely different. We can arm both of these insurgent groups against Assad in Syria because we want to overthrow the Syrian government. And this has been the plan, as Wesley Clark pointed out in 2007. He said, yeah, right after 9/11, I was walking around, and all these people were saying, yeah, we got a plan. We got seven countries are going to go down. And, you know, Iran was on the list. This was the plan, has been the plan for at least 20 years. And the way they were going to do it was to arm the Marxist-Leninist Kurds, to arm the Islamic Jihadi ISIS people. We give them arms, we give them training, we give them support, let them fight each other, let them fight the Syrians. That has been American foreign policy. And now President Trump said, well, we're going to leave that area. As Rand Paul said, they're coming across there anyway. Why leave 50 troops there? And then they came in to, a little bit further. Then the Pentagon said, we weren't expecting them to do that. Now they've taken this highway. It's about 20 to 30 kilometers in. That's not that far in. You know, I mean, we're talking about 18 miles max inside the border. That's really not that far. They didn't expect that to happen. Didn't see that coming. The geniuses at the Pentagon didn't see that coming. They haven't won a war since World War II, especially when it gets to the asymmetric warfare stage. Yeah, you can go in and you can easily, with superior firepower and weapons, you can take out somebody's military, but they haven't won an asymmetric war at all. They've lost every single one of them. And so now, as Ron Paul is saying, the good news is that what is really in chaos is their regime change policy. Ron Paul writes, the latest mission creep was that we had to stay in Syria in order to save our allies, the Kurds. All of a sudden, our military presence in Syria was not about fighting terrorism, but rather about putting U.S. troops between our NATO ally, Turkey, and our proxy fighting force, the Kurds, our Marxist-Leninist proxies. Do they really want us to believe that it is pro-American for our troops to fight and die refereeing a long-standing dispute between the Turks and the Kurds? Okay. Well, you just combine them together and we call them the turds, okay? It was a colossally dumb idea to train and arm the Kurds in Syria, spending billions backing what turned out to be Al-Qaeda affiliates in Syria to overthrow the Assad regime. We can never leave, of course, because if we do, there'll be a slaughter. We're the only forces of peace in the area. And, of course, that is a total lie. That is exactly the opposite. We're the ones who go in and identify disgruntled populations and say, we will give you arms and aid to overthrow the current existing government. We've done that everywhere. We did it in Libya. We tried to do it in Syria. We're the ones who sow chaos. That's the American foreign policy. But if we leave, there'll be a slaughter. There'll be chaos. And the weapons at the U.S. nuclear base that has been there since the 1940s in Turkey, those are now being held hostage by the Turks. I don't think so. We can never leave because there'll be a slaughter, Washington claimed, and the media faithfully repeated, says Ron Paul. And then Ron Paul said, I have argued that were the U.S. to leave Syria and the rest of the Middle East, the countries of the region would find a way to solve their own problems. And now that the U.S. is pulling back from northern Syria, that's exactly what is happening. Ron Paul, right. Rand Paul, right. President Trump, right on this. They're going to find a way to work this out. And if they don't, they're 7,000 miles away, as President Trump said. They're not a threat to us. Here's a threat to us. If we take a look at what is happening in Mexico. Murder in Mexico in 2019, a mid-year checkup. One source says Mexican news outlet Milenio counted 2,249 murders nationwide in Mexico in just 1 month of June. June. In just June. 2,249 murders. The highest monthly total since it began keeping its own tally in 2007. The first time its numbers have surpassed 2,000 for a single month. To those who closely follow violence in Mexico, the reports can sometimes seem overwhelming. Two shot dead in Cancun, 15 murdered in the last 24 hours in Tijuana, 12 dismembered bodies found in trash bags in Jalisco, etc. Headlines come in day after day, a steady rhythm of violence. The photos are worse than the headlines. And yet, all of this has been pushed off. You don't hear Fox News talking about the border anymore. You don't hear anybody talking about the border anymore, right? Trump supporters don't want to talk about it because President Trump hasn't done anything about it. And yet, the reality is that the violence in Mexico with the drug cartels is far worse than what is happening in Syria. And this is something that is spilling over into America repeatedly and to an increasing rate. But just take a look at what's happening in Mexico. Mexican drug cartel violence flares as war rattles the Valley of Juarez, June of this month, of this year. A war among drug trafficking groups, this is from the El Paso Times, has intensified the Valley of Juarez with dismembered bodies left in ice coolers, shootings, and schools temporarily closed. School shootings. School shootings. As a matter of fact, it included the death of a six-year-old girl hit by a stray bullet at a kindergarten this week. You want that stuff coming across the border into America? It is. I mean, we've got all the MS-13 situation right now, for the most part. It's MS-13 against other illegal alien kids who have come over, but it's going to continue to spill and to widen into the larger community. I mean, that's bad enough. We should be concerned about that, shouldn't we? Certainly should be concerned about it spreading. And it is spreading across the border, but we can't do anything about it. We can't defend that border. We'll be right back.
Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt. Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged, is InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point. And we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way, and so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them, but it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so we got 700 homicides in just Juarez this year. In 1 month, we surpassed 2,000 deaths just across our border. This is not 7,000 miles away. This is at our border, and that violence and that these terrorist organizations, these drug cartels are coming into the U.S., and we are going to have more shootings here and violence in America if we don't get control of that border. As The Guardian's pointing out, in August, Mexican cartel hangs bodies from city bridge in a grisly show of force. The discovery of 19 mutilated corpses, nine of them hung semi-naked from a bridge in a city to the west of the capital. The cartel posted a large white banner beside the dangling bodies of its victims that said, quote, "Lovely people, carry on with your routines," it read. And so is that what we're going to have come here to America? I've mentioned many times the father who in tears was talking about how his son, that he brought his family from El Salvador. He said MS-13 was horrible there. He says, "I came here to America to escape that." He went all the way to New York, to Long Island, But of course, MS-13 came across the border too, because we don't have any control of our border. You can't separate refugees from drug cartels. You can't separate innocent people from terrorists if you can't control your border. And so what they did is they came across and they killed his son, brutally murdered him, for nothing more than a rivalry, boyfriend-girlfriend rivalry, because that's the way these people operate. They hold human life cheap. Maybe that's why the Democrats want them here, because the Democrats and, of course, the Republicans who are also supporting open border, they hold life cheap as well. What are they fighting for there? Well, The Guardian points out, this is not a fight for heroin or for cocaine or anything like that. No, this is a fight over the avocado industry. This is the way these people do business. You see, when you create prohibition, then what happens is the rival business groups, because it's about the money for them, rival business groups wind up shooting their competition instead of trying to provide a better service at a cheaper price or whatever, a better product at a cheaper. That's the way we compete for business. But if you have organized crime, they just kill their competitors and anybody else who gets in the way. That's why when you had alcohol prohibition, you had these people machine gunning each other on the streets. And it's why you still have that happening in Chicago, because we now have an enlarged prohibition that's now been going on for decades. We still haven't realized our mistake, and we still haven't shut down this prohibition, which has absolutely no legal authority. At least they had the respect for the Constitution to put the 18th Amendment in to make alcohol prohibition legal. But now we have an illegal prohibition. It's just a declaration. They don't have any constitutional authority under the 9th and 10th Amendment to do that. And this has been going on for decades. And so now what you have in that particular area where they were hanging the 19 mutilated corpses from the bridge and just said, go on with your business, pay no attention. This is what we do. Until we, have an accidental killing of you people who get in the way. And so this is part of the fight for the region's billion-dollar avocado industry. The big magnet here is avocados. See, once you allow the creation of these organizations through the war on drugs, they will kill each other over avocados. They don't really care. And we have created these monsters. And now we're not going to patrol the border to keep these monsters out of America. Instead, you got people like Chris Wallace at Fox News on Sunday grilling the defense secretary, Mark Esper. And as I pointed out before, President Trump's previous defense secretary said, well, if you're going to pull out troops out of Syria, I'll just resign. Well, this one is actually defending President Trump to Chris Wallace of Fox News, who is pushing for war, because Fox always pushes for war, for the military industrial complex, for the profits of big pharmaceutical companies that give us things like the opioid epidemic and other things that are just as worse. All right, just as bad or worse. So Chris Wallace says, Turkish-backed militias are executing civilians and Kurdish fighters, reporting that the Turks are hitting prisoners and hundreds of either ISIS fighters or their supporters are escaping. How much of that can you confirm? Well, Chris can confirm it, because Chris has seen the ABC footage of the of Knob Creek, Syria. Knob Creek, Kentucky. That's right. That's what that was. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Chris had seen that. Very powerful footage from ABC that was fake. And so Esper said, well, it's terrible. I've heard the same reports. It gets worse by the hour. But these are all the things that have been communicated to President Erdogan, his ministers, and so forth. So I talked to them. We're going to put on sanctions and so forth. Wallace asked, well, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do to stop this? You got to stop this. You got to stop this. He's not concerned, folks, about the loss of life. These are the people who have been begging Trump and pushing Trump with false flags to create a larger war. They have been defending obvious false flags, both in Syria and in the UK with the Skripal poisoning. These fake hoaxes that I've explained that so many times, I'm not going to even go into it again. But that whole Skripal poisoning was as laughable, if not more so, than that Kentucky video. I mean, if they'd cut that Kentucky video just a little bit sooner, you wouldn't have seen all the tents and people standing around. But they didn't do that. And the problem is these liars always make mistakes like that. But the Skripal poisoning that was pushed by Theresa May and Nikki Haley, hear that, conservatives? Nikki Haley was even more absurd than that Knob Creek, Kentucky gunfest being shown as a slaughter of the Kurds, civilians. I mean, that's just absolutely amazing. But that's what they've been pushing all along. And so Chris Wallace says, they're cutting a deal, and now we're facing a U.S. forces in a trap between Syrian Russian army moving in the north and the take on the Turkish army that's moving south. And continuing to attack Defense Secretary Mark Esper for the policy that now has essentially put the kibosh on the regime change in Syria, because now the Kurds have invited the Syrians in. That will hopefully settle this situation, but they continue to push this. Wallace said, I'm not quite sure. Chris Wallace, I'm not quite sure I understand. So the Turks and their militias are committing atrocities against the Kurds, who are our allies. No, that's right. You don't understand, Chris. You don't understand. Why didn't you ask all these years? Such a genius reporter, Chris Wallace. Why didn't he ask these questions of Lindsey Graham, of John McCain? What are you doing posing with ISIS? Why are you arming Marxist-Leninist Kurds? Why are these people our allies? Why is it in our interest to destabilize Syria like we did with Libya? We've seen what happened in Libya. No, no, no. Chris Wallace at Fox News never asked those kinds of questions. As a matter of fact, Chris Wallace and Martha McCallum, as reported by Daily Caller, a new report has surfaced saying that they had a closed-door meeting last month before any of this stuff happened with advertisers. And they were proud to tell the advertisers that Trump does not own them. And they dished a lot of mockery on President Trump. You know, I disagree with President Trump on a lot of policies. I disagree with him on what he's doing, not doing at the border. I disagree with him on policy. I'm not going to get into this orange man bad nonsense like Chris Wallace and then pretend that I have a policy issue with him over something that Chris Wallace and Fox News ought to know better. They ought to know what's going on in the Middle East by now. This has been going on for decades. Why don't you guys get a clue? We all know what's going on. We all know the fraud that you've been pushing, war for decades. Chaos. Yeah, that's something that just happened 8 days ago, according to Chris Wallace. I'll tell you what's behind this, and then we'll get into the coup part due. And then we'll have a follow-up on Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day now. We'll be right back.
I don't sell things. I don't promote things unless I know they get big results. You go out, you wear an Infowars.com shirt. You might meet your wife. You might meet other fellow patriots. You might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chocolate mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWarsLife.com. I've been in this fight so long against the globalists that I forget sometimes we really came from nowhere and that we've changed the world together and just how important your actions and my actions are every day in this fight. And right now we're running a gigantic sale, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and the Everything Must Go super sale. And there are more than 50 items that are 50% off or more right now. It's 40 to 70% off store-wide, 50% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Ultra 12, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The list goes on and on. Again, 70% off Survival Shield X3, the good halogen. You can get the 71% off on Immune Wall and Super Silver when you get them together, $19.95 for both. Gut Fusion, amazing, 50% off. The list goes on and on. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com.
China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like InfoWars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so the report is that Chris Wallace and Martha McCollum criticized and mocked Trump during a closed-door meeting last month with advertisers. And let's understand what motivates these people. Now, the motivations of mainstream media are, first of all, they want to make sure they get access to politicians. That's why you have different news networks that are associated with one political party or the other. They're going to ask friendly questions of the political party that they want to always have access to. That's why Fox News is mostly friendly to Republicans. They don't want to cut off that access. If you ask these people a tough question, then you're going to get the same treatment we get here at InfoWars. They're going to cut off access to you. But I don't need to ask these people questions. I can report on what they say, and I can report on what they do. And that's actually even more important, I think, than confronting these people face to face. Just take a look at what they're doing. Republican and Democrat. I don't need to kowtow to these people. You know, everybody's talking about the NBA and LeBron James and all these people kowtowing to China. You got everybody from Nike to Tiffany to Apple Computer, Google, and all these other corporations that are doing whatever they, Hollywood, whatever the Chinese want them to do. Why? Because they want access to their markets, because they want to make money. And that's exactly what these people at Fox News and CNN are doing. CNN kowtows to Democrats, Fox News kowtows to Republicans, for the most part. But they want to make it clear to their sponsors that they don't kowtow to President Trump. See, they're not focused, you know, they're not there to focus on the issues that I think are important. Individual liberty, the family, peace, constitutional government, American sovereignty, America first. Those are the things that I'm interested in. Keeping our freedom. No, these people, they just want access to these politicians because access gives them ratings. Ratings give them ads, and ads give them money, and that's how they get their big bucks. I mean, Shepard Smith, $15 million a year. Shepard Smith, he's reading from a teleprompter for the most part. Give me a break. Give me a break. Unbelievable. And so you have these shills, Chris Wallace and Martha McCollum, telling people Trump doesn't own them. As the New York Times reported on Sunday, they said, quote from Ms. McCollum, contrary to the opinion of some people, he's not our boss. It's kind of shocking to hear that he really, that's the way that he thinks about how we should cover the election. And then Chris Wallace jokes and says, he often likes to say about me, you know, I was covered by Mike Wallace and I liked him much more. Mr. Wallace told the advertisers, he said, to which my reaction is always, well, one of us has a daddy problem, and it's not me. It's not me. No, Chris Wallace, maybe you don't have a daddy problem, Chris, but you sure have a fact problem. You sure have an obsession with money that you're willing to spend lies for the military-industrial complex with big pharmaceutical companies, for the police state, surveillance state. You'll spend lies for any of these people. Chris Wallace fell for the Schiff's made-up version of the Ukraine call, said President Trump. He said, somebody please explain to Chris Wallace of Fox, who will never be his father, and my friend Mike Wallace, that the phone conversation that I had with President of Ukraine was congenial and a good one. It was only Schiff's made-up version of that conversation that was bad. As a matter of fact, Rand Paul has called for a probe into the four Democratic senators who wrote a letter threatening Ukraine. Now, we've got a letter of four Democrat senators threatening Ukraine. We've got a video where Joe Biden threatened Ukraine, said, you do this or I'm going to pull back money. And yet, because of a hearsay, this guy was not even there, this CIA analyst, the CIA shill, because of a conversation that he heard second or third hand from somebody, maybe it was Adam Schiff, who knows, because of a conversation that he did not witness, now President Trump needs to be impeached. Just think about that. We've got a letter. We got a letter about the Democrat senators. We've got a video of Joe Biden. And then we've got a hearsay summary from a CIA shill and from Adam Schiff that is disputed by the transcript of the call that was released. And yet that's the only one that these people want to pay attention to, from Chris Wallace to CNN. And so Rand Paul, when he was on with Chuck Todd at NBC, again, I talked about that earlier when they were talking about Syria, said, well, if anything is consistent here, it's that both parties have tried to involve themselves in Ukraine. So, for example, we had four senators, Democrats, who wrote a letter to the Ukrainian government, said, if you don't keep investigating Trump, we may reconsider our bipartisan support for your aid. So he said Rand Paul, both parties seem to be doing this. Of Hunter Biden, Paul said, I don't really know enough about what he's doing. I know he traveled over there to seek information on Hunter Biden's corruption. He said, I think a lot of Americans see the $50,000 a month that Hunter Biden was making, and it doesn't pass the smell test. I think most people do think that there was some corruption involved with Hunter Biden. I hope we get to the bottom of it. He says, if you're going to condemn Trump, you need to condemn the Democrat senators. It shouldn't just be one-sided. And that's what I said from the very beginning. If you look at this from the standpoint that anybody that asks a question, you ask a question about Biden, or you talk about the Democrat senator's letter, all these things are matters of record. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. They don't want to talk about that. I said that right there tells you that this whole coup part due is nonsense, absolute nonsense. As a matter of fact, let's play a video clip number 5 where Adam Schiff goes into why he doesn't even need to have a quid pro quo.
The impeachment inquiry that you are leading, do you see this widening? Well, we're keeping our focus right now on the president's coercion of an ally, that is Ukraine, to create these sham investigations into his political opponent. We have discovered in very short order not only the contents of that call, but also
because he declassified
the preparatory work that went into that call, the effort to condition something the Ukrainian president deeply sought, and that was a meeting with the president to establish that this new president of Ukraine had a powerful patron in the president of the United States that was of vital importance to Ukraine, was being conditioned on digging up dirt on the Bidens.
Again. Right. They're certainly not going to talk about the DNC and Alexandria Chalupa going there during the election to try to manufacture dirt on President Trump and his campaign. They're not going to talk about the letter. They're not going to talk about the video. And, of course, he doesn't need to have a quid pro quo. You know, the president did this, but, of course, they're not going to look at it when the Democrats do it. Like I said from the very beginning, you have to understand the Democrats cannot commit a crime. The only crime is to investigate their crimes. Don't do that. Don't even try to do that. And as we saw from the declassified whistleblower account, it was, all of this was preceded by months, by the change in government at the Ukraine, and the new president wanted to investigate the corruption of the former presidency and began that months and months before that happened. Even in the whistleblower complaint, you could see that. All right, folks, if you want access to real news, if you want to have access to a different opinion than is being sold to you by the sold-out people on cable news, we really need your support here. We don't have big corporate sponsors, the military-industrial complex and drug companies that are dropping millions of dollars on us. Our support comes from the natural nutraceuticals. Those are things that help you with your health that are natural. For example, the krill oil or the ultimate fish oil or the fact that we have things like BodEase, all natural anti-inflammatory ingredients. These are concentrated and collated food ingredients. We take multiple things that are going to help with inflammation and we put them together for BodEase. We do the same thing for Knockout to help you sleep naturally and effectively. And they're very, very affordable right now. 40 to 70% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our Everything Must Go emergency sale. We have many products that are anywhere from 40 to 70% off. We have Survival Shield X-ray Nascent Iodine, 70% off. We have some of our new products like VasoBeet, the beet juice concentrate that is a vasodilator. That is now 50% off. We have many other products like our Nano Silver Toothpaste, that's Super Blue, our toothpaste, that's 50% off. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
I knew it would be hard to top the last big sale we had. Black Friday comes early, but we've successfully been able to do it. Black Friday comes early was store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points to your next order, and 50% off all the supplements and preparedness supplies, water filters, air filters, things like that. Well, the new special we've got is store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 70% off all of the supplements and a whole bunch of other items. And a lot of these are our best sellers. Others are sleepers and products that I've just been so busy I haven't promoted, but they really are amazing. Find out for yourself. Survival Shield X3, 2-ounce bottle, 70% off. 360 Immune Defense Combo with Immune Wall and Silver Bullet Coil Silver, $19.95. That's 71% off. That's just two of more than 50 big deals right now at the Everything Must Go Super Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. My phone has been ringing off the hook. Constitutional lawyers, national talk show hosts, prominent guests I've had on over the years. And they're all saying, Alex, it's incredible. You've been obsessing on China since you got on air 20-something years ago. And now it's all coming true. How did you know it? Because the Council on Foreign Relations is the shadow government, and they admitted the plan to transfer all power to Communist China. And almost everyone calling me says, yeah, and they banned you because you were saying all that and how Silicon Valley, Google and Apple moved over there and it's incredible and wow, you're vindicated. You're going to get back on the air now, aren't you? And no, if we don't defeat this takeover, you're all going to be taken off. In fact, you're all going to end up getting put in prison camps. They're making their move. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your right to religion. They are coming for your soul.
Well, you know what they say. You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we look at the way the news is being spun, this coup, as it's being pushed by both Chris Wallace at Fox News, many people at Fox News. Tucker Carlson is not pushing that, clearly. I don't think Sean Hannity is either. I don't watch their programs, quite frankly. I don't have the time. I spend enough time in this stuff as it is. I've got to get my head out of it occasionally. But when we look at what is happening, the way that we see the establishment, both left and right, Republican and Democrat, pushing for war, lying about President Trump, pushing this double standard. Do not look at the Bidens. And, of course, Joe Biden has given a warning to his fellow candidates who are going to be at the debate tonight. And we will have coverage tonight. Don't bring that up. You better not bring that up. He's probably got a shotgun with him. You know, that over under, you know, you don't want an AK-47, according to Joe Biden. You want a shotgun, over under, side by side, whatever your pleasure is, you just have that. But he's threatened his fellow candidates. Don't bring that up. And on Sunday, well, all these Sunday shows here, interesting things were said. On CBS's Sunday show, Face the Nation, you had Ted Cruz on, and he was being interrogated by Margaret Brennan. And so she was saying, China is a surveillance state. Is it appropriate for President Trump to be saying, look into the Biden family? And Ted Cruz says, of course not. Of course not. Really? Seriously? We don't want to know about that. Don't ask that. I know nothing. Don't tell me about any corruption that's happening with the Bidens. I just want to be blissfully ignorant of that. Ukraine should not be concerned about any corruption in their country, and we should not be concerned about any corruption in our country. That's the rules, I guess, the new rules, especially if it's being done by Democrats. Let's play a little bit of that clip. Ted Cruz on CBS's Face the Nation, video clip 4.
So China's a surveillance state. Is it appropriate for President Trump to be saying China should look into the Biden family? Is that appropriate?
Of course not. Elections in the U.S. should be decided by Americans, and it's not the business of foreign countries, any foreign countries, to be interfering in our elections.
Even Ukraine? I mean, when you're talking about some of this, I mean, do you think that, say, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who's been talking about China, who's been talking about Ukraine, do you want to hear him testify about this sort of shadow foreign policy?
Listen, foreign countries should stay out of American elections. That's true for Russia. That's true for Ukraine. That's true for China. That's true for all of them. It should be the American people deciding elections. I don't know what Rudy's been saying. I do know, though, that we should decide our elections. It should be the American people making those decisions.
And you do want him to testify before your committee?
I think it'd make a lot of sense for Rudy to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's ultimately a question for the committee chairman, Lindsey Graham. But I'd like to see Rudy testify, yes.
So the president is often talking about the need to look into Joe Biden. If he is so concerned, would it be in any way appropriate for him to bring it to his own Justice Department instead of talking about foreign countries looking into his political rival?
I have long advocated that the Justice Department should enforce the law, should investigate corruption.
That's all the time we got for it. It's just isn't it amazing? Yeah, you know, Rand Paul said, why aren't we looking at the letter written by the Democrats? Why aren't we looking at the video done by Biden? It isn't exactly a secret. But, you know, Ted Cruz is like, I know nothing. I don't want to offend anybody here. I mean, Texas is getting kind of blue, so I've got to kind of straddle the fence here. Well, you know what happens to fence straddlers, don't you? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years, and God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the insanity of the academic left. The lies and the propaganda that are being sold to our children. I think it's instructive to go back and to look at where this hatred of Christopher Columbus is being ginned up. Of course, fundamentally, he is a symbol of America, for better or worse. And that's exactly why he's being attacked. They want to destroy America. They want to destroy America's foundation. So it goes back to whoever discovered America, even by accident. We call the indigenous people Indians because he didn't know he was coming here to destroy them. He thought he's going somewhere else to destroy somebody else. No, he wasn't trying to destroy anybody, but that's what we're told in the lying textbooks that are being used to educate children today. And I say children, I mean the children in college, because they are very childish and ignorant and illiterate. And Breitbart looks first at Howard Zinn, perhaps the most prominent of the lying leftist historians. His book, A People's History of the United States, has been debunked in another book by Mary Graybar, a scholar at the Alexander Hamilton Institute in Clinton, New York. And this is Alexander Hamilton we're talking about here. All you people who love the musical Hamilton, pay attention now. We got some street creds here. Despite the fact that Alexander Hamilton was a horrible statist who pushed for a very powerful, all-powerful central government and central bank and so forth. Nevertheless, let's go with this. Hamilton. Remember Hamilton, that play that you love so much? Well, it had absolutely nothing to do with history. But let's just hold that thought there for a moment. In her book, she takes aim at it. Her book, of course, his book, A People's History of the United States, is assigned reading by many, many college history professors. As a matter of fact, it sold 2 million copies, Howard Zinn's book, A People's History of the United States. Progressives think that it is a needed correction to an uncritically pro-American narrative that is in other history textbooks. Did you ever notice in the recent history textbooks, have you noticed an uncritical pro-American narrative? Not anymore, you don't. So this is what the kids today are being taught. And her book is debunking, the title of it is Debunking Howard Zinn. And so let's just take one example that's in the Breitbart article. What Howard Zinn wrote, he says, Arawak men and women, naked, tawny, and full of wonder, emerged from their villages onto the island's beaches, and they swam out to get a closer look at the strange big boat. Now, we know this, of course, because we had eyewitness accounts, right? Is this fan fiction or is this actual history? I mean, think about that. They were full of wonder. When Columbus and his sailors came ashore carrying swords, speaking oddly, the Arawaks ran up to greet them, brought them food, water, gifts. He later wrote of this in his log. Now we're getting to some actual history, some actual sources. This is why, by the way, folks, don't read history books. Don't have your kids study history books. Have them go back and read sources. You want to know what America was like in the early 1800s? Have your kids go back and read Alexis de Tocqueville's Democracy in America. Very interesting. Have them read diaries of people during the Civil War instead of reading a history textbook about that. The diaries of people on both sides will give you a far better idea of what was going on than all of the fan fiction that you're going to find in the history books. But anyway, he finally gets then to the log, the actual recorded thing. Not the stuff about what he imagined. Oh, I imagine that they were all suntanned and naked and full of wonder, these innocent people in their American paradise, and they come out and they have this rude awakening with Christopher Columbus and his genocidal sailors, right? And so in the log of Christopher Columbus, he said, they, dot, dot, dot. Now remember that this ellipse is going to be very, very important. What was left out. We'll get to that in a moment. But this is the way Howard Zinn portrays it. So Christopher Columbus says, they brought us parrots and balls of cotton and spears and many other things which they exchanged for the glass beads and the hawk's bells. And they willingly traded everything that they owned. Now, what was left out by Howard Zinn? Well, he uses these ellipses to cover up the fact that he has left out enough of Columbus's own words to deceive his readers about what was actually happening. The omission right before, they would make fine servants, is particularly dishonest. Here's the nub of what Zinn left out. I saw some who bore the marks of wounds on their bodies. Oh, I thought this was just like some kind of a fantasy paradise here, right? That they came in. No, they had people who had wounds on their bodies, and I made signs to them to ask how this came about. And they indicated to me that the people came from other islands nearby and wished to capture them, and they had defended themselves. Wait a minute. You're telling me that in this idyllic utopian paradise that the Europeans destroyed, that they had war and slavery? I can't say it ain't so. I can't believe that. You mean there was war and slavery? You mean that in the Middle East there was war before President Trump moved 50 troops? There was war and chaos? I can't believe that. I thought it was only Trump and white Europeans who created war and slavery. You mean other people do that too? Wow. Wow. Imagine that. So they tried to enslave them. They defended themselves. They had scars and wounds on their body from the wars that they had had. He says, and I believed and still believe that they come here from the mainland to take them for slaves. And so what he's saying is, he says, yeah, they're being enslaved by each other. Yeah, guess what? There were a lot of different people groups here, and they warred against each other, and they took slaves of each other, and there were a lot of innocent people, and they did the same thing when the European white colonists came here as well. They captured innocent people. They enslaved them. They conducted war against them. It happened on both sides. It happens in every culture, and it is still going on today. After Hillary Clinton and the Democrats created chaos in Libya, we now have the slave auctions back there again, being conducted by the Muslims, who were capturing slaves and auctioning them off to the British, who then began the trade practice here that came here to America. But yeah, slavery and war are part of all civilizations. Even the Turks and the Kurds do it. Or as I said before, the Turds. We could call it the Turdish area. You know, those S-hole countries maybe we should be fighting to free those people. But look, it's not just Howard Zinn. We have many different college textbooks, as New American points out. We have another left-wing college professor who claims to be a historian, James Lowen. His book, Lies My Teacher Told Me. He said that Haiti had 8 million people, but when Christopher Columbus returned to Spain, the number of Indian adults was reduced to 1.1 million. Larry Schweikert debunked that in his book, 48 Lies About American History. He countered that and said, to think that any pre-modern civilization could eliminate 7 million people in just over 2 years defies all logic, not to mention history. After all, Columbus only had 3 ships on his first voyage. And even on his second voyage, he probably had no more than 1,000 men. How do 1,000 men kill 7 million people in 3 years with the kind of weapons that they had back then? It's just idiotic to think that. But that's what college students think. They think that Christopher Columbus committed genocide here. And they're being told that by Marxist history professors. You know, people like the mentor of Pete Buttigieg. Yeah, every problem that we have on earth is the problem of white Europeans, especially Americans. That's what they're telling everybody. David Stannard, his 1992 book, American Holocaust, says, yeah, Christopher Columbus annihilated 95% of the indigenous people here. Those kind of lies are bearing fruit right now in our society. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't sell things, I don't promote things, unless I know they get big results. You go out and you wear an InfoWars.com shirt, you might meet your wife, you might meet other fellow patriots, you might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of Band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, Band.video. Introducing the Everything Must Go Emergency Super Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 70% off more than 50 of our products at InfoWarsLife.com and at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X3, the good halogen, 2-ounce bottle, 70% off. That's right at cost. 360 Immune Wall Defense Combo. Immune Wall and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver together, $19.95. That is so good going into the winter months and all the things that obviously spread during that time. Gut Fusion, 50% off. Want to flush yourself out? Healthy, great way to do it. Survival Shield X3 1-ounce bottles, 60% off. Vaso Beets, that's got concentrated beet essence that's known to boost the nitrous oxide in your body. So good for your cardiovascular, so good for your heart. Dozens and dozens and dozens of other products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
They can also manipulate your mind, especially if you turn it over to them or turn your kids over to them. K through 12 and all the way through graduate school. And they can lie and play their psychological manipulation games the entire time. And part of this is what we're seeing working out in this hatred of Christopher Columbus. He is, to many people, a symbol of discovery and determination, as President Trump, courage. And the spirit of discovery that is the core of the American experience. But other people, he was someone who committed genocide and slavery. And that is the narrative that's now the universal narrative at the schools that you send your kids to. It's not just colleges. It's down into K through 12 as well. I gave you a couple of examples of that. We have Howard Zinn's book. We have James Lowen's book, Lies, My History. Lies My Teacher Told Me. And, of course, there have been other books to debunk those. But, of course, those are not the ones that are being taught to your kids. We have millions of Howard Zinn's books being put out there, but nobody is really contradicting that narrative. Just like they're showing kids Al Gore's inconvenient truths, which are really convenient lies. And no matter what we do, no matter how we push back against this, those convenient lies are still being told to our kids. And so we have others. David Standard in a 1992 book, American Holocaust. You see a theme developing here about genocide? Europeans and whites responsible for plagues and atrocities, annihilating 95% of native populations. And as New American points out in their article as well, since Christopher Columbus thought that he'd reached the outskirts of Asia, that's why I call people Indians, because he thought he had gotten to India. Did he intend to wipe out those people there? Was that what we're going to do? Or were we going to convert all the people in China to Christianity? What was the point of all of that? Well, their narratives have had the effect that they want. A recent poll shows that 69% of college students support abolishing Columbus Day because they believe that he was all about slavery and genocide, even though, as I pointed out, Howard Zinn carefully edited Christopher Columbus's log to portray a Native America that was a total utopia before the European white man got here. And he said, these guys are all marked up. They were fighting wars, trying to defend themselves and being enslaved by others. I mean, he didn't even get into the human sacrifice that was happening with the Aztecs, the Incas, the infanticide. Oh, of course, we embrace that now. That's a part of our culture now. That's cool. We celebrate infanticide. That is a liberating thing to kill your kids. Christopher Columbus, again, a celebration of genocide, violence, and colonization. So 1,500 students were polled by College Pulse, and they found that 69% of them want to abolish Columbus Day. 80% of those in Ivy League schools, 80% want to get rid of it because they're even more adamant about that. Here's 10 American colleges, according to Breitbart, that have no longer observe Columbus Day. Here's the dishonor roll of illiterate propaganda colleges and their students. University of Southern California, Tufts University, Northwestern University, University of Oregon, Santa Clara University, Oklahoma University, Washington State University, Idaho State, among the colleges that have done away with Columbus Day in one form or the other. Pepperdine University just removed a Christopher Columbus statue from their campus. And we have in Providence, Rhode Island, we have one of the many Columbus statues that were vandalized yesterday on Columbus Day. And, of course, it all goes back. Again, they put paint on the statue, and at the bottom they spray-painted, "Stop celebrating genocide." Why? Because these people are reading fake history books. Fake history. A statue at the California State Capitol building. Same thing. Paint on it. And written at the bottom, destroy all monuments to genocide. Kill all colonizers. And, of course, this happened in a traditional Italian-American neighborhood of North Beach. And, of course, the Italian-Americans are very proud to claim Christopher Columbus as part of their heritage, even though he got government subsidies. I won't hold that against him. And everybody speaks Spanish today throughout Central and South America. Why is that? Well, it's because, you know, he was the forerunner of the Spanish colonization that happened there. But look, there's good and bad in every culture. And I would suggest these people grow up, that they get a more mature look at this, that they celebrate the good things, that they condemn the bad things that people did. But don't make this stuff up into propaganda like Howard Zinn does. It's absolute garbage. But that's what's being taught in schools. That's why your kids are spending years and coming out with tens of thousands of dollars in debt that they can never escape. You know, the Democrats want to help them with. That's their big appeal to the college students. We will release you from the chains of slavery. Who forged those chains of slavery? Well, the reason that college is so expensive today compared to when I went to school is because of government subsidies. The government incentivized that. Everything that the government subsidizes gets more expensive. And it becomes more common. A college degree today is not only incredibly expensive, but it is infinitely more worthless than it was. It's less than a high school degree was when I graduated from school. Because it's so common. Absolutely common. And most of the people are majoring in stuff that will never get them a job. They just come out propagandized about hating America, hating American history, believing that it was all about genocide and slavery, that the people who were here never had any problems, they never had wars, they never had slavery, they never had disease either. It was disease-free, war-free, slavery-free until the white man came here. And then everything went to hell in the handbasket, right? Elizabeth Warren commemorates Indigenous Peoples Day. Of course, I talked yesterday about the emergency declaration by the District of Columbia District. Are they going to change their name now, as I said before, to the District of Indigenous People? I think they should. It was going to refer to them then as DIPs. Elizabeth Warren, the story of America's mistreatment of Indigenous people is long and painful. And I'm sure she knows this from her own personal family's experience, right? As an Indigenous person herself. Look, Elizabeth Warren has less Indian blood in her than the average person that's considered to be white European. Less than half, according to her DNA analysis. And yet she continues to ally herself and represent herself as that for advantage, both as a college professor and now as a politician. And she goes, yet Native communities have proven resilient. That's right. Even though we tried to wipe them out with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, with the reservation system, by kidnapping their kids and sending them off to schools. Oh, that kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Even though we use the welfare system to eviscerate the black community, and even though they're rolling out the UN 2030 agenda to do that in a high-tech way to all of us. Those are just test beds, right, of bureaucracy and socialism. And so the Indian reservation is coming for you. We should all understand that. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt. Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged, is InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. However you want, be sure and share band.video.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
You know, when I hear the Democrats and the college students that they propagandize going on and on about genocide and slavery and so forth, virtue signaling about all that stuff, and yet these are the same people Like we just saw this last Thursday, the CNN town hall, the LGBT town hall. You had people like Buttigieg saying, well, you know, that he said it many times, talking about abortion. He stopped a crisis pregnancy center that was going to go open up in his town. It had been approved and he vetoed it. He wanted an abortion clinic and only an abortion clinic. He has said, life doesn't begin at conception. It only begins, the Bible is very clear. Life begins when you're breathing and so forth. That's like, no, Bible doesn't say that. Read the Bible verse about that. As a matter of fact, they abort babies. They kill babies that are breathing on a regular basis. That's what the governor of Virginia wants to do. And it isn't anything new. When I was talking to fellow McAleer about his book and movie, Gosnell, and one of the key things about that movie, and the movie is a courtroom drama. You really should see it. Really should see it. Doesn't get into the gruesome aspects of it. What it does portray, however, is the fact that the pro-choice jury, and they had to be pro-choice in order to be on the jury, the pro-choice jury was absolutely appalled when an abortionist came in to distinguish between what is allowed and what isn't allowed. Comfort care, like everybody was outraged by when it was put out there by the governor of Virginia, a physician. He knows that if a baby survives their attempts to kill it, that you just can set it over on the side and keep it comfortable until that baby dies. And they call that comfort care. They don't call it infanticide. They don't call it murder. No, what Gosnell did, putting the baby out of its misery, if you will, you know, snapping its neck, they call that murder. Well, I call that murder, but I call the other murder as well. And quite frankly, maybe what Gosnell did is more humane than what these abortionists are doing with their so-called comfort care. A baby born alive at 23 weeks was gasping for air. You hear that, Buttigieg? Gasping for air. It was breathing, trying to breathe anyway. The abortion clinic put the baby in a bag and then threw her in the trash. Yeah, that was something that came out last month at a hearing on Capitol Hill about the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act that the Democrats don't support. The Democrats want to virtue signal all the time about how, you know, they're on the side of morality. And yet what they're doing really looks more like, you know, that every civilization has got its dark side, doesn't it? Like I said before, we've got the Aztecs, the Mayan civilizations, the Incas and so forth, they were pretty big into human sacrifice. You know, they'd cut the hearts out of living victims and hold them up. And so do the abortionists, quite frankly. As the trial of the Center for Medical Progress, the investigative journalist who caught David DeLayden and others, who caught Planned Parenthood conspiring with people to procure body parts for profit. As at this trial, because California is trying to prosecute them because why? They're whistleblowers. See, if you are a whistleblower exposing criminal activity of Democrats, that's dangerous. That's when you go to jail. Not if you're a Democrat, even committing murder of babies, you're not going to go to jail. But if you expose that, they're going to come after you. They're going to take everything that you got. And so in that courtroom trial, at the end of September, an expert in adult stem cell research told San Francisco court at the time, fetal hearts used in research must be harvested from living babies. Only hearts harvested from living babies can be used for research. So just like the Aztecs, Incans, and Mayans who had cut the heart out of their opponent, that's what Planned Parenthood and the Democrats do. And you want to talk about Indigenous Peoples Day? You want to virtue signal about how you have moral superiority on this? About how you, we're not killing any babies here. We don't actually hate babies here. And so that gets us to the point where, you know, if we're going to take the most innocent life, there's a big market out there for body parts of all different types. And as you see this story breaking today from the L.A. Times, you know, it's up on Drudge Report. It actually broke on Sunday. And the rush to harvest body parts, death investigations have been upended in California, reports the L.A. Times. And they give an example. A 69-year-old woman died in September of 2016. Police had already been called to her home several times because of reports of possible abuse. A detective described the conditions in her home as, quote, horrendous. She was so emaciated and frail that the hospital asked the L.A. County Adult Protective Services officials to look into her death. Yet by the time the coroner's investigator was able to examine her 70-pound body, the bones from her legs and arms were gone. Also missing were large patches of skin from her back. A Southern California human tissue procurement company had gained access to her body, taking the parts that could have provided crucial evidence. And a forensic pathologist said, we can't be sure the bones weren't fractured. This could have been a manslaughter case. And the case is one of dozens of death investigations across the country, including more than two dozen just in L.A. and San Diego counties, said the L.A. Times. These cases were complicated or upended, in other words, ended, when the transplantable body parts were taken before a coroner's autopsy was performed. And yet we're supposed to believe that Planned Parenthood, they don't really need those Lamborghinis, right? He was just joking when she said that about Lamborghinis. There really isn't any profit in this. Let me tell you, these people are so anxious to get these body parts, these coroners, in a couple of dozen cases in just two counties of California. Can't conduct a murder investigation because these people come in and grab the body parts. You don't think they want fresh baby parts even more so? These are the Democrat ghouls that are out there. And, of course, the other people who are trafficking in these body parts. Look, if somebody wants to make a donation to this, fine. And if the family wants to make a donation to it, fine. But these people are so desperate, you better make sure that your relative is dead. Seriously, before you authorize this. This is why I tell anybody in my family, you do not sign on the back of that driver's license that you're going to be a donor. These people make so much money out of this that they don't really care about human life. And that's what's going on with Planned Parenthood and the Democrats. The Democrats are participating in that cash because it gets funneled back to them and protection. This is happening in Iran as we've got sanctions in Iran. This story from the Daily Mail. Iranians are turning to selling their organs in order to make ends meet as the country's economy slumps, with a kidney selling for $10,000 and $50,000 for a liver. Well, you know, Walter Williams has said many times, we wouldn't have the kind of scarcity for organ transplants that we do if you would allow individuals to make money with this. People would be more willing to participate in it. Families would be. To too much of an extent. And yet, why is it that the donors or the donors' families can't make any money like these Iranians are doing? The only people allowed to make money are the middlemen and the hospitals and the doctors. They make a lot of money off a transplant. A lot of money. A lot of money. And yet the people or the loved ones who are actually donating that are not making any money. But when we go back to the lie that Buttigieg and the Democrats are telling people, you know, he tries to spin everything. I tell you, when I look at Buttigieg, you know, it's, didn't God say this? Didn't God say that life does not begin at conception? Well, you know, biologists agree with the Bible. 95% of biologists say that human life begins at conception. At conception. That's what the biologists say. So, I don't know. If you don't believe God, maybe you'll listen to the biologist, Buttigieg. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been in this fight so long against the globalists that I forget sometimes we really came from nowhere and that we've changed the world together and just how important your actions and my actions are every day in this fight. And right now we're running a gigantic sale, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and the Everything Must Go super sale. And there are more than 50 items that are 50% off or more right now. It's 40-70% off store-wide, 50% off Brain Force Plus, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Ultra 12, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The list goes on and on. Again, 70% off Survival Shield X3, the good halogen. You can get the 71% off on Immune Wall and Super Silver when you get them together, $19.95 for both. Gut Fusion, amazing, 50% off. The list goes on and on. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. I don't sell things. I don't promote things unless I know they get big results. You go out and you wear an InfoWars.com shirt. You might meet your wife. You might meet other fellow patriots. You might meet somebody that gives you incredible information. You also might get shot or hit in the head with a bike lock by an Antifa terrorist. Let me tell you, that's big results. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, as I like to say. But if you take our Ultra 12, strongest, best B12 you're going to find out there, under the tongue, it's the base for everything going on in your body. It is amazing. Nothing is as powerful except for something like X2, which, again, your body absolutely has to have as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, ultimate vitamin B12 formula right now, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. You owe it to yourself to have Ultra 12 and to support the InfoWar. And there's a big sale on it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Realize this is the last segment of the show. Went by pretty quickly. A lot of stuff I wanted to cover. I'm going to do it real quickly. I do want to get to a little bit of a preview for the Democrat debate tonight, but I've just got a comment before we move on to this, this idea. I think this was on the Drudge Report. Breitbart, sex robots should have consent modules, say some university professors who happen to get a research grant. In the Netherlands, Australia, and so forth, they are now publishing a research article that made the case for ethical sex robots. University researchers from institutions around the globe are working to design an ethical sex robot that will have to consent before intercourse. Can't make this stuff up. This is about as crazy as the ABC video of the gun club representing that as a Syrian firefight. These are the same people who have absolutely no problem psychologically manipulating kindergartners and then permanently mutilating them surgically and chemically, in some cases against the wishes of their parents. And, you know, we have people like Jeffrey Epstein and Alan Dershowitz saying, you know, this whole idea of the age of consent, just a cultural aberration. We need to move on from that. Come on. Yeah. Get over it. Yeah. If we can convince them, we can have them. You know, that's the attitude of the Epsteins and the Dershowitzes. And it's also what's being done to kids in our schools. And yet they're going to worry about machines, so-called sex robots. Yeah, they're going to have rights that your children don't have. Well, you know, maybe before you have sex with that robot, you might want to check it for computer viruses. I mean, this is the idiocy of these people. And the way that they're trying to project humanity onto these machines. I mean, we're talking about a really sick culture here that's developing in the West, already here. And it's getting sicker by the day. And this is absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Some kind of a consent module. Give me a break. About as ridiculous as his attacks on President Trump about what happened at the pro-Trump conference. I got Reason Magazine here all tied up in a wad about it, like the New York Times. This is the Trump National Doral Miami Resort. Several of President Trump's most fervent and fevered fans gathered for the weekend at one of his glitzy Florida resorts. And naturally, the biggest news was a meme. And so they're attacking President Trump, telling him, you must disavow. And he goes, I never saw it. I didn't produce it. I don't agree with it. Oh, you got to disavow it. Continue to disavow it. It's like, what does he have to do with it? Does Biden have to disavow his comments about his strong arming of the Ukraine? No, of course not. Does a traveling sisterhood of burkas, do they have to disavow their comments where they incited violence with their lies about concentration camps and incited a terrorist attack against ISIS? No, they don't have to disavow it. But no matter how many times President Trump disavows this, I had nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. And quite frankly, like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, I haven't seen this clip because I'm not allowed to by YouTube. They've now embargoed it and you have to sign in order to see it. Now, I wonder if you have to do that to see the original clip from the movie, The Kingsman. I actually made the mistake to see that at the theater. I was disgusted by that clip. Because quite frankly, that was a very, very, very thinly veiled hate attack by Hollywood against churches. They would like to see that type of thing happen in churches. And so you have this situation where somebody is under mind control. They go in and wipe out an entire church. Kill everybody in there. I was disgusted by that. Absolutely disgusted by that. That sick Hollywood fantasy of anti-Christian hate and violence. And so I wouldn't want to see a meme by that. But that in the original movie was never censored. Nobody ever complained about that when it was done to Christians. But when you put a label on there, and you show that being done to fake news or CNN, oh, then they're upset. You know, you can do it to the Christians, but don't do it to CNN or whoever, right? And, of course, Carpe Duncum is over in even Reason that is really triggered by this. The video was part of a, quote, art exhibit, unquote, located in a room to the side. Videos created by Carpe Duncum. Okay, and so they say, you know, he created them. He put them off. They're off on the side. But now it's President Trump's responsibility. They're trying to put this on him. And, of course, he'd done this a lot of different clips from movies. He'd superimposed Trump's face onto the Avengers, onto Guardians of the Galaxy clips where he's, dancing and kicking space rats labeled CNN. I remember from the original campaign somebody did that with a clip from The Terminator. And I thought that was very clever. I don't know if that was Carpe Duncum or who did that. I thought that was very clever. But, you know, frankly, this clip from The Kingsman is disgusting. But it's okay if you kill Christians. It's kind of like what we see happening now with China. A lot of people are very upset, and rightfully so, about what the Chinese are doing to the Muslims. But every time I look at these articles, okay, they always talk about, oh, look at this. This is like living in an open air prison, and it's horrible what they're doing to them, and they're imprisoning them, and so forth. Nobody ever talked about that to any degree when they were doing it to Falun Gong, not like they're talking about the Muslims. And of course, nobody ever talked like about that or was concerned about that when they were doing it to the Christians, and they're still doing it to the Christians, and they're still doing it to Falun Gong. But they only talk about the Muslims. They don't care about these other groups. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Hollywood in The Kingsman kills a church full of Christians. But if you label those Christians CNN, then they're upset about that. Which brings us to the Democrat debate tonight, I guess. We've got Bernie Sanders out there. It's been calculated that he's talking about a 97.5% tax rate. Because this is a game of one-upsmanship from the Democrats. You know, currently, the billionaires, in other words, people who make more than Bernie Sanders, that group pays 23%. Under Joe Biden, he would take that up to 30.6%. Elizabeth Warren wants to go even higher. She wants to go to 62%. So Bernie Sanders, in order to get the Democrat vote, has got to go to 97.5. Got to spread the wealth around, he said. And so he's got a wealth tax as well. Elizabeth Warren, as she's talking about Medicare for all. As a matter of fact, we're not going to have time for the clip. I've got a clip of her where she has dodged the middle class tax question 17 times. Even her other opponents, it'll be interesting to see if they hang this on her. Buttigieg said, well, if you're proud of your plan, if you think it's the right plan, you ought to be able to defend it in straightforward terms. He says, I think it's puzzling that everybody knows the answer to the question that her plan and Senator Sanders' plan will raise middle-class taxes. He said the answer is yes. Why wouldn't you just say that and then explain why you think that's a better way forward? As a matter of fact, Elizabeth Warren went on with Stephen Colbert, his late-night show. Colbert asked her, how are you going to pay for this plan? Are you going to be raising the middle-class taxes? She responded and said, well, costs are going to go up for the wealthiest Americans, for big corporations. The hardworking middle-class families are going to see their costs going down. But will their taxes go up, asked Colbert. Well, here's the thing, Warren responded. Colbert interrupted her and said, but here's the thing. I've listened to these answers a few times before, and I just want to make a parallel suggestion to you that you might defend the taxes, perhaps, that you're not mentioning in your sentence. Yes, I think Pocahontas speak with forked tongue. So, God. 17 times, I don't have time to play that video. But as one Chinese activist said, who came here, said, I'm starting to feel that socialism has followed me to the United States. I'm starting to feel that way, too. And I'm starting to feel, as I witness the intolerance, the hatred, the bigotry of against Christians by the LGBT sycophants, the Democrat field, as I look at that, as I look at their hatred of free speech, their hatred of free expression of religion, their authoritarian proposals, everything that they talk about is going to be punishment for people that they don't like. I'm looking at that and thinking, well, yeah, it is. It has come to the United States. And we are going to be watching that tonight. And I'm sure that they're going to be expanding that quite a bit. Folks, that's it for the broadcast today. But don't forget, we've got a massive sale going on at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 40 to 70% off of dozens of products. We have free shipping. We have double Patriot points, 50% off BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We got 70% off Survival Shield X3. We have Ultimate Fish and Oil and Krill Oils, heavily discounted. Even our Super Blue Nano Silver Toothpaste. InfoWarsStore.com.